The Gemara Sanhedrin Dachav Zayin mentions a sheet of Rava, who says an Itzumim is Nifsal Mikan Rahabah and not Nifsal Mafreya. This means that in contrast to, let's say, a Gazlan, who is Pasal Eidos from the moment that he steals, and regardless of whether it's known to the public or not known to the public that he's Pasal Eidos, any Eidos that he testifies subsequently or any shtar that he signs subsequently is invalid. And Izumim is not Nifsal from the moment that he says his Eidos, but rather he's Nifsal from the moment which his Eidos is contradicted or rendered impassable by a second pair of Eidim. And in this sense, the Izumim is more similar to the Psuli Eidos Derabanan, whom the Gemara said earlier are only Pasal Eidos Mishas Hachraza, from the moment that Beis Din announces that they're Pasal Eidos, not from the moment that they committed their crime. And the Gemara gave two reasons for Rava. One reason is because Eid Zomim is a chiddush. It's a novel thing. A din, which at least on the surface we could not have anticipated. But there's something about it that we could not have anticipated. And therefore, we assume that its dinim differ from the dinim of what we ordinarily would have, from the dinim that we ordinarily would have imputed to them. And the second reason the Rava gives is that even though an Itzumim is really just like a Gazlan, with the Araisa, just like a Gazlan is Nifsal from the moment that he committed his act of theft, the Itzumim should be Nifsal from the moment that he gave his false testimony. Nevertheless, the Chachamim made a special Takana in order that the Lekuchos, that people who transacted business in front of these Edim, or who relied on these Edim to certify their transactions of business, should not have a loss, because in general they're not, you know, on the lookout. They have no way of protecting themselves against this type of a loss, you know, that can occur from Edim being Nifsal and Mafreya. So therefore the Chachamim said that we're protecting them from this loss. One way or another, Rava seems to say Eid Zomim is only Nifsal Mikano Lahaba and not Lamafreya. Now the Rishonim, Tosfos, and Tosfos in Bava Kama and Bava Basra, the Ramban, others ask a stira, because in our case Rava says that an Itzumim is Nifsal Mikano Lahaba. In other places, Rava seems to say that Edim are Nifsal Lamafreya. They're Nifsal retroactively. And the question is, how does one resolve or navigate between these two opposing sugyos? One sugya Rava seems to say only Mikano Lahaba, and the other sugya Rava seems to say Lamafreya. So there's at least six answers in Mishonim that fall into two basic groups. The first group makes the following distinction. It argues that there's a difference between the psul of the aid becoming psul, and the denial or contradiction of the eidos, of the testimony. Whereas the aid himself only becomes psul mikan ulahaba, sometimes his eidos certainly becomes batel lemafreya from the moment that he gave it. In other words, we just never rely and never relied on his eidos, and any other eidos which is connected strongly to his to the eidos which is contradicted by the mazimim is also nifsal. So, for example, let's say that the aid originally said that Reuven has 3 years of cheskas gimel shanim in a field. And he also said that Reuven's father used to own the field, so not only does Reuven have a cheskas gimel shanim in the field, but Reuven also has a field as a Yerusha from his parents. And then Edim come and contradict the cheskas gimel shanim. They say either Yimanu Hayisem, or they say he didn't have a cheskas gimel shanim, someone else has a cheskas gimel shanim. One way or another, that eidos is contradicted, maybe even huzam. So one might argue that the first eidos, meaning good. So now let's say that there's hazama on the part of the eidos that said that this guy had a cheskas gimel shanim. But maybe we should still let the person, keep the field, because there's eidos that his parents, bequeathed it to him. And he, even if he's not zocha because of the gimel shanim, because of the chazaka that he has, he should still be zocha because, these eidim testify that he received the field as an inheritance. And to that, the Rishonim answer in three different ways that there may be some sort of a close connection between the fact that he had this Gimel Shanim on the field and the fact that he got it as an inheritance, and therefore, just like the Gimel Shanim, the Chazakah, is contradicted and becomes totally null and void, so too this other Eidos, the Eidos of inheritance, which is closely associated with the Eidos of Chazakah, also becomes null and void, and that's totally independent of the man, of the Edom's status as being, you know, kosher or pasul the Eidos. It's a matter of the Eidos being contradicted and all Eduyos that are associated with it being contradicted at the same time. And this goes in a couple of different ways. Some Rishonim say that the two Eduyos are connected because they're Eduyos about the same object, about the same piece of land, the same Heftza of Karka. So that's sufficient connection to allow the Psol Ha'Eidos to extend outwards from the Eidos on Gimel Shanim, where is where the actual contradiction took place, to the Eidos of inheritance, which has nothing contradicting it whatsoever. One might argue that it's because both of the Eduyos are meant to accomplish the same goal and to give the field to a particular person, for two reasons instead of just for one reason. So now once that goal or an Eidos which is meant to accomplish that goal is contradicted and discarded by Beis Din, so all other Eduyos that were aiming at that goal may also be discarded by virtue of their association with the Eidos which was contradicted. Others say that it's because the Eidos of inheritance is worthless for complicated reasons that we won't go into now, but they basically say that the Eidos of inheritance is worthless without the Eidos of the Chazakah, and therefore once the Eidos of Chazakah is contradicted, the Eidos of inheritance is totally helpless and meaningless, and that's why it becomes possible. So that's one direction that we show them take in terms of saying that even though the Gavra becomes Pasul Mikan ul Haba, but different discrete Eduyos can become Pasul Amafreya. Another direction that's taken by Rishonim is to say, well, you know, Rava gives special reasons why the Eidos is only Pasul Mikan ul Haba. In that case of the Eidos on Gimel Shanim and the, you know, plus the Eidos on inheritance is not subject to those reasons. And that goes in one of two ways. Some Rishonim suggest that Rava's saying Eidin Zomim is a chiddush, that's why it's Mikanu Lahaba. And in that case, we're not talking about Hazama, we're talking about Hakasha. We're not talking about when two Eidim come and say, you couldn't have witnessed that because you were elsewhere with us. But rather, when the second pair of Eidim come and says, you were there, but we were there too, and the act that you claim took place never happened. So in that case, it's not a chiddush that they become possible. By Eidin Zomim, it's a chiddush that we believe the first set of Eidim less than the second set of Eidim, we should believe them both equally. In the case of Hakasha, where we discard the Eidos of both, you know, of both of the groups, and we treat both groups equally, so there's no Chiddush. And because there's no Chiddush, Rava will allow that Eidos to become Pasul Lemafreya. So, or those Eidim to become Pasul Lemafreya. There's no Chiddush, because we treat both pairs of Eidim equally, therefore, the Eidim become Pasul Lemafreya, and the Eidos that they said, you know, about Eidos of inheritance is also possible. So that's Eidin Zomimin is Mikanu Labah because it's a Chiddush. In that case, it's not a Chiddush, it's Hakasha and not Hazama. A second answer is that perhaps the only reason that we say that they're possible Mikanu Labah is because of Hafseid Bekuchos, because we're worried, you know, that about these innocent businessmen who are going to rely on these Eidim to certify their transactions, and then they'll suddenly discover to their chagrin that the Eidim are psulim. So in that case also, there's nobody, it's not a matter of you know, businessmen who are, you know, innocently going to be, you know, destroyed because these Eidim are not believed. It's a pashut, you know, the same Eidos on the karak and inheritance. No businessmen are going to lose out from that. So because of this, we show them, say, maybe since the reason of Hefse Lekuchos does not apply over there, therefore we'll say that the Eidim are Psulim Lemafreya. And this teretz is rejected by many Rishonim, because they say that Chazal made a low plug. They said we're not going to differentiate, and when we say Yidim Zomimin are Nifsal Mikanu Lahaba, it didn't only mean in cases where Lekuchos stand to lose, it means even in cases where Lekuchos do not stand to lose. Obviously, both of these reasons, both of these Tirutzim, do not seem to believe that one Eidos can be disqualified by virtue of its association with another Eidos. They hold that every single testimony is discrete, whether it's testimony about the same, karka, whether it's testimony that's, designed to accomplish the same purpose, whether it's testimony, which relies on a second or doesn't. Every single act of testimony is discrete and distinct, and therefore, cannot become puzzled. Just because one eidos is rendered false does not mean that an associated eidos also automatically becomes false. These Rishonim say no, that the reasons for Rava are not merely reasons that that inform a broad rule that Chazal make, but rather they're reasons that sort of power on a very active and day-by-day basis this exception, this tremendous chiddush that Eidim Zomimin are only possible mikanu lahaba, and therefore whenever these reasons don't apply, whenever there's no chiddush or whenever there's no hafsid lekuchos, so then we're not going to make the Eidos possible, the Eidim possible mikanu lahaba, we'll let them be possible in Afreya, and it's only on a case-by-case basis we have to evaluate, does the chiddush exist, does the hafsid lekuchos exist, and only then will we suspend the psol in between the time of their Eidos and the time that they became psulim. One or two other answers that are offered, I'll just mention one, it's the Ramban. The Ramban says a very interesting chiluk. He says that if the hakasha or the hazama takes place long after the initial testimony, so then it's not strong enough to... That's when it's not strong enough to retroactively disqualify the witnesses, meaning when the witnesses gave their testimony at one point in time, and then many days or weeks or months later, that testimony is contradicted or is rendered to be zomim testimony. So in that case, the later testimony, the psul, the disqualification of the initial edim, since it would have to travel far back in time in order to be chal, is very weak. However, when the hazama or the hakasha takes place immediately or at the same exact time as the initial eidos, so then it can be chal even lemafreya to a little bit earlier. So that's how there's a difference. In our case, the hazama took place well after the initial eidos, whereas in the case of the eidos about cheskas gimel shanim and the eidos avos, so both of those eduyos took place in the same breath, and the contradiction also took place at the same moment. The second set of Edom came and were made that the Cheskas Gimel Shanim did not exist at that exact same time, in the same sitting, almost right after the first Eidos took place. So when there is no issue of being posel, the initial Eidos Lamafreya, the initial Eidos is posel because it's contradicted from the moment that it was given, so then there's more capability for the impact of that eidos to spread and for the person to become possible, even a little bit retroactively. So again, in summary, there are basically five truths that we spoke out just now. The first two say that even though the gavra is only nifsal mikanu lahaba, but individual eduyos are nifsal even lemafreya, and any eidos which is associated with the eduyos which are contradicted and discarded also becomes pasul and discarded. Those were the first two tirutzim. And then the second two tirutzim said that Rava's mikanul haba is applied on a case-by-case basis, and only when there's a valid reason, such as chidoshu or hafsid lekuchos, do we say that we suspend the psul mafreya. But in cases where those reasons do not apply, we don't suspend the psul mafreya. And finally, we have this Ramban's reason, who says that it depends on whether the hazama or the hakasha takes place at the at the same time as the initial eidos, in which case it's strong enough to be posel associated eduyos, or whether it takes place at a much later point in time, in which case it's not strong enough to do that. And just one parting comment, which is that l'chora, most of these rishonim are assuming that hazama and hakasha, that when Edom come and say imanu hayisem, or when Edom come and say we were there and it never happened, are very similar and can be held to the same set of standards. Only one of these tivutzim, the one that says it hazama is chidushu and doesn't apply to cases of hakasha, seems to differentiate between hazama and hakasha, and that's a very significant assumption that's made on the part of these rishonim.